Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our national B2B training call. This morning is Monday, August 19th, 2019. I'm just looking over our attendees here this morning. We've got folks calling in from all across North America. We want to welcome you and let you know that you're in for a very special treat. We've got an incredible call lined up. We are joined by none other than $250,000 ring earner, a gentleman that has sold over 20,000 memberships, Mr. Dave Perperno. And we've also got $700,000 ring earner and Platinum Executive Director, Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by as well. And we are very pleased this morning to be joined by Mr. John Markham, who is the managing attorney for Wagner, Falconer, and Judd, who's the provider firm for four states. And we're really excited to hear from him this morning. I've really enjoyed that. This is something, as many of you know, that we started to do here in the third quarter, and we'll continue this practice. We're able to hear from some of these provider attorneys, and I really appreciate their perspective. Of course, it's incredible to be able to hear their commitment as well. I'm really excited to hear from him. We have got a couple of events that are coming up that I just want to make sure are on your radar. I had a really good time this past weekend. I was in Jacksonville, Florida, with several people from our team on Friday. I then flew up to Columbus, Ohio. We had an incredible event with several people from our team. Mike Scott was there. Linda Pitt was there. We had quite a few people in Columbus, Ohio for training on Saturday. That was a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, it's fun to go out and see people, to visit with people, and get to, I already had known Linda, Mike, Greg Mead down in Jacksonville. I know Greg already, but I really enjoy meeting new people when I get to travel. Well, there is no better opportunity to meet some of these individuals that we get to hear from on these conference calls, that we get to hear from on our training webinars, than the big events. And we have got a big event coming up in Salt Lake City, Utah, October 3rd through the 5th. And I just want to make sure that you've got that on your radar. I know many of you have registered for that event. If you haven't, you've got to get that done today. And I know that many of you have made your travel plans as well. I hope that you're planning to come in before the 3rd. If you come in the night of the 2nd, then we would love to see you at the Solutions in Action training. That's the name of it. It's the Advanced B2B training on Thursday, October 3rd. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a great opportunity to be able to meet some of the biggest names in this business. It's just going to be absolutely phenomenal. Tomorrow, I mentioned training webinars, and we've got one coming up tomorrow at noon Central Time. I know many of you have already registered for this. But if you haven't registered, I would invite you to get on the Success Team World page today, the events page, rather, and register for that webinar tomorrow. It's going to be a one-hour webinar featuring Mr. Brian Parker. And his topic tomorrow is an interesting one. And you know what? It's more than interesting. I'm going to say his topic tomorrow is a crucial topic. It's successfully partnering with brokers. I was just on the phone this morning with Mr. Parker, and we were talking about this webinar coming up tomorrow. He's really excited to be able to share. I will tell you this, his perspective on partnering with brokers is different than some. There are some people that kind of look at partnering with brokers as not really a positive thing, and they don't like sharing commissions with brokers when they open a group. And Brian has really embraced that practice. And because of that, his relationships with brokers have opened up so many doors, I mean really countless doors, to new groups. And he's been able to leverage those relationships to open group after group after group. That's why he's one of the top producers in the company. He's written tens of thousands of memberships, But he's also a $300,000 earner that whose income is continuing to grow. And so that was kind of a choppy way of saying he knows what he's talking about. He's good at doing this. And it's a perspective that I think is crucial. I really believe that today more and more companies that you and I call on, they're handing that relationship off to their broker. And you and I have to be versed in working with brokers. And that's the idea behind this webinar. I think of all the webinars that we've ever done, this webinar tomorrow may be one of the most important for us to be on. So again, that's tomorrow at 12 o'clock Central Time. We will record it. We'll make it available after. But of course, the nice thing about having a live webinar is that it's very interactive. We'll do Q&A. So if you can be on there tomorrow at 12 Central Time, we would love to have you. That's again 12 noon, and you can register for that where? Right on the events page of successteamworld.com. So log in, click on the events. That's a little calendar icon, and you can register for that that webinar. Again, I mentioned I'm so pleased this morning to be joined by Mr. John Markham, who again is the managing attorney for Wagner, Falconer, and Judd. That is the provider law firm for four different states, and I'm sure he'll mention that, but we're really excited to have him on. Some of you might recognize that firm's name. They actually were recognized earlier this year at the Dallas Convention, back at the end of March, they received the esteemed Award of Excellence. That award is the most prestigious annual award that a provider firm can receive from Legal Shield. That's the award that they look at everything. So they hand out a lot of awards to their law firms, but this is the most prestigious award that there is. They look at the Net Promoter Score. They look at outstanding service credentials. They look at members' choice. There's a category called the Difference Maker. And when you have the firm that's at the top of all of those, that's the firm each year that receives that Award of Excellence. And I know Mr. Markham's firm, Wagner, Falconer, and Judd, was very proud of that. And again, we're just really excited to be able to hear from him this morning. So, Mr. John Markham, thank you so much for joining us. We're excited to hear from you, and we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Well, hi. As stated, my name is John Markham. I'm an attorney at Wagner, Falconer, and Judd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're the provider firm for Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North and South Dakota. And we always enjoy these opportunities, whether it's a conference call, whether it's an event, to be able to kind of come before people and put a face to our firm a little bit and a face to, you know, ultimately the people who are behind the Legal Shield product servicing those Legal Shield memberships. I just wanted to talk a little bit today, a little bit about background of our firm and then our relationship with Legal Shield and some of the things that we've put in place to make sure that we're meeting, you know, what we would measure against ourselves as adequate service standards to make sure that our members are happy and satisfied and that we're giving people that top-notch legal advice, but doing it in kind of a new way, meeting expectations for a modern world. I guess starting by way of background with our firm, you know, our firm was founded in 1932. It's been a downtown Minneapolis firm ever since. Originally started kind of with more of a business and commercial representation bent to it. Since then, we've grown. Obviously, we're in four states. We've had offices in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Our divisions have expanded. You know, we've got a trust and estate department. We've got an employment law division. Do a lot of commercial litigation. So you name it, we've kind of been at it here, and coming on a century here in the next decade or so. And so we've got a lot of years of carefully honed legal experience in a lot of practice areas, and we've sort of melded that now with a real strong commitment to exceptional customer service. Our partnership with Legal Shield started in 1997. One of our partners here kind of had the foresight to recognize that legal services might start getting provided in a little bit different way, and people might be looking for a little bit different product. And so he was kind of on the forefront of that for our firm. We added Wisconsin in 2001. The Dakotas came a little bit later in the aughts of the 2000s. But that relationship has been important, not only from the perspective of us bringing all of our legal experience, thousands of Legal Shield members across our four states, but also I think it's been really valuable to our firm as a whole as we've sort of really bought in to this emphasis on customer service. You know, we recognize that customer satisfaction, client satisfaction across, you know, the legal services career path is not always the highest, right? But with Legal Shield and some of these service standards that they've put in place, callbacks within 4 hours, not a lot of law firms where you represent them, you're going to guarantee you're going to get a callback within 4 hours. You know, the document review within 3 business days, all these things that Legal Shield has put in place, we've really bought into it. And we've really expanded that even to our wider firm with some of our operating procedures to make sure you got to stay in touch with clients, you got to be responsive, you got to be helpful, and you got to kind of do it with compassion and understanding, because obviously, you know, when people are calling us, you know, we need to understand that usually it's at a fairly stressful moment in their life. And we take a lot of pride in that and kind of how we've transitioned and really our whole firm has bought in to Legal Shield and the mission. With regard to how we do that, there's a few things that we have in place to ensure that sort of those customer service standards are met and continue to raise. One of those is Net Promoter Score. This is something NPS, for anybody who's familiar, is a number of Fortune 500 companies who utilize this. Effectively, it's a survey system that ultimately spits out a number. And so all of our attorneys are tracked every month. They talk to a member, a survey is going to get sent out. Depending on the results of that survey, you know, our attorneys are going to get a score month to month. And, you know, depending on that score, and there's a number of buckets and categories that you know, they can be scored on, there's ongoing training to try and improve areas in which maybe there's any deficiency. You know, usually with us, you know, usually it's the legal advice isn't the issue. Sometimes it's the bedside manner. Sometimes it's the response time. You name it. We're one of, frankly, I'm of the opinion we're one of the best in the country in this area, but there's always room for improvement, and that's been a big part of sort of improving our team and getting them to buy in on the importance of those customer service standards, getting those monthly grades so they're kind of held accountable for the consults that they had each month. The insight training is something I highlighted. This is something that we do every month, you know, training them on, you know, listening skills, how to deliver, you know, bad news, how to deliver good news, how to stay in touch with the member, you know, all really important stuff to make sure that that customer service aspect of it is met. You may be familiar with some of the service standard highlights. That's, you know, initial callbacks within 4 hours. We'll follow up as limited to no more than 1 business day. Document review, we do no more than 3 business days. And we also understand we always try to make those urgent calls. You know, even with our service standards, we always aim to be better than even what Legal Shield, you know, requires or what we require of ourselves. We understand that sometimes 4 hours isn't enough. And so to the extent we can, we're always trying to get those calls back as immediately as possible. And it goes a big way, not just with Legal Shield, but with the rest of our firm as well. We also have a pretty wonderful system for member resolution files. Anytime somebody has a complaint, we open a completely separate file. They'll get consulted by a supervisor or a manager to try and resolve those issues. That way you just don't have any, you know, if anybody's left with a bad taste in their mouth, you don't leave that hanging in the wind. That's a big part of keeping our members happy as well. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but one other thing I do want to talk about is sort of the success stories that we have. We take a lot of pride, I think, at our firm in saving our members money or getting recoveries for our member or resolving legal issues. But we also, we kind of have a listserv. We'll share it with amongst the attorneys, you know, in circumstances where we've really helped a member or save money. And you know, we do it in all kinds of dollar amounts. There's little victories and there's big victories. But sometimes it's those little to medium-sized victories where you take a lot of pride with the Legal Shield product, because we understand that, you know, part of this service is, you know, a lot of people, you know, they lose out on $200 here, $500 here, $1,000. sometimes you're stuck, right? If you try to retain a law firm in the traditional sense, that's going to be cost prohibitive usually. And so, you know, we take a lot of pride sometimes in the ability to save somebody a few hundred bucks here and there. And in that vein, I always like to share a success story. Obviously can't give details on it, but I can and just generally, and this is kind of off the presses from just a few days ago, we had somebody in one of our states go through a closing on their home. Well, ultimately came to find that the legal description had been done wrong from the start. Member hadn't gotten it. It had actually been another individual that they had utilized and hired to help them out. Anyway, the legal description was an error. Ultimately had to be set on for a new closing, had to execute a new purchase agreement. Cost our member about $1,200 that they were going to have to eat out of pocket. There was not a willingness to reimburse member or compensate member for that. Well, they called us. They got us involved. We wrote a letter on that. We actually ended up offering a phone call on that as well. But ultimately, we got that individual compensated. That's a small example, but I like that example because, you know, that's an amount of money. It certainly isn't chump change, but it's an amount where, boy, it gets hard to fight for that. With an attorney, it'd be real hard to litigate that. And so we take a lot of pride in our ability to provide that service to kind of help people who otherwise might not have anywhere to turn. I guess in closing, I always just want to hit on, we take our relationship with Legal Shield very seriously, and it's a very important relationship to us. And, this has been a wonderful experience for our firm as a whole, and we really look forward to continuing that relationship into the future. And I think there'll be many more years to come of us providing excellent service to our Legal Shield members, and we look forward to other people kind of joining on, and you know, with regard to some of our provider firms in the other states, you know, we look forward to nothing but brighter days ahead with regard to our partnership. So I guess with that, I think I'll cut myself off there, and I think Mike will take it back and talk to you a little further. But I do want to thank you all very much for letting us appear here today. Always wonderful for us to be able to talk and kind of put a face to our firm, and we appreciate it. Thank you all very much.
Well, wow, thank you, Mr. Markham, very much for sharing and I hope that all of our associates that are listening in on the call can feel the commitment. It really is palpable from these provider attorneys. And again, congratulations to you and your firm for receiving that award of excellence. What an incredible honor to be recognized in that way. Something that I know that everyone there at your firm is very proud of. I really liked how Mr. Markham talked about these small to medium-sized issues. And, you know, and he mentioned this particular example of a $1,200 case. I know that $1,200, as he said, that's not chump change. That's not a small amount. But when you're talking about litigating, and I like how he said that, you're not going to go hire a $300 or $400 an hour attorney to go after $1,200. It doesn't make financial sense to be able to do that. And I really appreciate how he talked about, you know, that there's really satisfaction from the attorney's end in helping to resolve those kinds of cases. Now, last year, Legal Shield received on behalf of its members, I shouldn't say received, because Legal Shield didn't receive it, the members received it, but Legal Shield was able to recover on behalf of its members, $23.6 million. That's a number that you ought to jot down in your notes. That's a number that you ought to feel good about sharing with a decision maker this week, even in an enrollment. When you're talking about that portion of the membership, when you're talking about the law firm writing letters on our behalf or on our members' behalf, you can say, I'm going to give you another number as well. Here are a couple that I think would be good in that presentation. You can say that last year we received 1.7 million requests for services, and we saved or recovered on behalf of our members $23.6 million. Now, those are pretty compelling numbers. And I'm sure that in that $23.6 million, there were a number. I mean, a couple, a few, I don't know how many, but there were a number that were pretty sizable. I mean, I know I've heard examples of $30,000, $40,000. And I'm sure that that feels good for our provider firms to save a member or recover on behalf of a member that amount of money. But I really appreciate what Mr. Markham said about these littler cases, you know, cases of $300 or $500, or in this case that he shared, $1,200. There are cases where it's less than $100. Where again, now if it was a $40,000 issue, you'd probably consider hiring an attorney to go after it. But for a small issue, most people are not going to hire an attorney. It just doesn't make fiscal sense. And that's where Legal Shield can step in. It doesn't matter how big or how small the issue, when you've got a law firm standing by that's committed, like Mr. Markham's firm, like all of our provider firms, and you know we're getting to hear from individuals, but really that commitment, that dedication is representative of every provider firm around North America. And when you've got a firm with that level of commitment standing behind you, willing to help, and it doesn't matter how big or how small the issue is, that provides a sense of empowerment for our members that they just are not going to receive anywhere else. It opens the doors, the courtroom doors. It opens the doors of justice. It balances the scales of justice in a way that no other service can provide. That's what you and I are really offering. I know we're selling legal plans and identity theft plans, but we're really marketing safety, security, empowerment, and peace of mind for individuals and for families across North America. That's something that I'm certainly proud of. I know many of you feel the exact same way. All of you should feel that exact same way. Again, a big thank you to Mr. John Markham. Let's take the call now up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got standing by a gentleman that we are very familiar with. We're grateful for his leadership. I mentioned a Platinum World Council member, a Millionaire Club member many times over. Mr. Mark Riches, thank you for joining us this morning. We'd love to hear your thoughts here as we're a little over halfway through the month of August.
Sorry, I was muted. Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. Appreciate everyone plugging into the call this morning. We've got a lot of folks on. We're about ready to hit a new record number on the Monday morning B2B conference call. So great job for plugging in. Great way to start your week. And just hearing that from John Markham, I really got my excitement going. I just love hearing the commitment and dedication and the caliber of the provider law firm network that Legal Shield has really developed. It's been almost a 50-year development process. That right there, what we just heard and witnessed this morning, is what makes Legal Shield not very duplicatable. So if Mike and I said, hey, let's start our own legal plan company, and we wanted to start our own, we know the comp plan, we know basically all the components of running a Legal Shield company. I've been doing this for 25 years. Mike's been doing it for almost 20 years. I mean, we understand the business model, but what is not replicatable is the law firm network and the dedication and commitment and the money that we pay them. I mean, Legal Shield pays over $100 million to those provider law firms, some of the law firms over $1 million a month. That is what makes our product not duplicatable. Why is that important to you and I? It's why there's not thousands and thousands of legal companies. I mean, there's hundreds of different, you know, cell phone providers and other service providers out there for different products. Think of the insurance market. How many companies sell, you know, life insurance or health insurance? I mean, there's a lot of competitors. But what keeps Legal Shield plans very, very narrow is that duplication of the provider network. One, Legal Shield's one of the few companies that has a provider network that's not open, you know, where you can't just go choose your own attorney. A closed network is what we call that. And that I think guarantees great service. And then the fact that we've developed those relationships over the years, this firm that we heard from this morning with Mr. Markham, you know, since 1997, I mean, that's what's not duplicatable. And Harlan used to talk a lot about this. He said, you know, when we first started out, it was really hard because we'd go to a firm, we'd say, hey, here's all the services that we want you to provide our members. And it wasn't as lengthy as what we provide today, but it was a list of some things, some coverages. And we have right now about 20 members in the state, so we can pay your firm about $200 a month. You know, he said it was just almost impossible to get a law firm's attention because we just didn't have that membership base established. But today with, you know, over 1.6 million members and 4 million covered members, I mean, we've got such an incredible stand, and we're just getting started. I mean, as that continues to grow, as we build our membership to 5 million and 10 million and 15 million, 20 million, think about the caliber, you know, the improvement of those provider law firms. But I don't know if it could get better, Mike, from what we just heard. I mean, John Markham's commitment, he's the managing attorney for one of the largest firms in the network. And Legal Shield, you know, I know they're very proud of that law firm network. And I've seen it just really improve over the 25 years I've been in. It's just been dramatic. The improvement, the quality controls that are in place. I mean, I love how he talked about customer service issues and how they address those and they're on top of them. I mean, that is not something you'll hear from any other law firm out there. I mean, law firms are not taught. My oldest son's an attorney. They're not taught in law school anything about customer care or customer service. You know, I don't know if the motto is the customer comes last or the highest paying customer comes first, but that's not the case with Legal Shield. And that's what really empowered me over the last 25 years to sell a lot of products is the fact that Legal Shield, you know, takes care of that single mom out there that's really struggling, that doesn't have real access to the legal system, but we give her access to that system. We give her equal access. You know, she has as much access to the legal plan and legal services that we offer than any of our members do. And I love that. As Mike said, it levels that playing field out, and that's powerful. That's empowering, you know. At the end of the day, that's what really makes this career for me worthwhile. It gives me a, you know, smile on my face. I run up to my office every day. I'm excited to do what we do because we have the ability, folks, to change people's lives. And that's not available in a lot of careers. I mean, think about all the different career options out there. A lot of them you don't get to impact people's lives like we do. Every time we go into a company and we get permission to offer this as a benefit to their employees, think of the lives that you're empowering and the change that you can have in those people's lives. It's just a wonderful feeling to go back into a group a year later or 2 years later and hear those stories of people coming up and saying, hey, I love my legal plan. I use my legal plan. It's empowerment. And the stories. And to me, that just is, it makes me want to go another 2 years. It's like, okay, this is why we do what we do. And remember that you get to get up in the morning every day doing this business and change people's lives and empower people with access to the legal system. And we could say the exact same thing with the identity theft protection that we offer people. It's powerful and it's impactful and it's meaningful and it's real. And always be, you know, mindful of that crusade that we are a part of, that we can change people's lives. Mike, you mentioned Salt Lake City. I'm very excited to see everyone in Salt Lake City October 4th and 5th. I was just there with my family this last weekend, a week ago. My second oldest son, Josh, who many of you are familiar with, he's an associate with us, got married. And we had all 10 of our children there, 11 of our grandchildren, and it was just a really great family reunion and a celebration of my son Josh's wedding and just a great time with the family. And so congratulations to him and his wife Rachel, and we're so proud of them and just excited to see the family continue to grow. This is our 7th wedding, and 3 more to go, so I'm excited about that. It's an exciting time in Salt Lake City. I'm telling you, this is going to be a great event. I definitely encourage you to be there. If you haven't got a ticket yet, get with our office. There's people that have some discounted tickets still. So the 18th was yesterday. That was the cutoff time that we could put the ticket in your name, you know, and exchange the ticket. There was a program, but we can still get you access to tickets. There's still, you know, $99 tickets, I think, available out there, and we can connect you with the people that have those. We want you to be there. It's going to be a great event. Mike, I know you're looking forward to being there as well, and just spending time with the team. I mean, big decisions are made at big events, and I would never want to miss any event that Legal Shield has, and this is going to be a great one in Salt Lake City. I was just there. It's a great town, great city, lots of things happening, and so look forward to spending time with all of you there in October. I just wanted to mention our book of the month. We talk a lot about this on our Thursday night team building call, but it's really that book of the month, which is displayed on our homepage, and I think we have a banner at the bottom of our main login page, but just an important part of what we do to help encourage personal development and improvement of mindset in our organization. So we're always going to have this book of the month. We sometimes talk more about it than other times, but I think Jim Tanner's been great at promoting that and talking about it. But this book, this month, has been a very impactful book in my life. It's a book written by Jeff Olson called The Slight Edge. And it's I'm looking at a picture here of a yacht. I'm on a yacht down in the Atlantis Resort with my wife, and we're on Jeff Olson's 127-foot yacht on a little dinner cruise, and one of my associates took a picture of us out there on the yacht. And, you know, this is an incredible individual, but this book really teaches some fundamental and sound principles. And just kind of an overall, if you haven't read the book yet, okay, it's been around a while. I mean, a lot of you have read it. I would reread it. That's a challenge when we promote that book of the month, like How to Win Friends and Influence People. You say, oh, I read that 10 years ago. Well, wouldn't it be a bad book, since that's the number one textbook I would recommend for anyone doing B2B sales, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, read it again. So Slight Edge, same thing. If you read it 10 years ago, read it again. It's a great, great read, great information in there. There's three stories that he shares in the very front of the book about the penny duplicating and the lady at the shoe shiner lady. I mean, those are just great to have in your mind and really help shape your thinking and the way you think. That's what books do, is they help kind of shape your philosophy. And your philosophy is the root of everything that you are. I mean, it's the root of all your habits. It's the root of your attitudes and your habit and your attitudes and habits, and eventually your lifestyle. So, anyway, The Slight Edge, really the basis of that book is that our daily decisions or daily choices, like you make a choice today to eat I'm going to use health for a minute, eat an apple instead of a candy bar, okay? So those are your choices. You got a candy bar or an apple, and so you decide, hey, I'm going to eat an apple. It doesn't really have a big impact, okay? And so if you eat the candy bar, that also doesn't have a very big impact. Like, you don't die of a heart attack because you chose the candy bar, or there would be no candy bars, right? And you don't get super healthy. Like, sometimes I'll get focused on improving my health, and I'll eat an apple, and then I'll go stand in front of the mirror and say, well, that did not help. You know, well, it's, you got to let the slight edge. And so what Jeff teaches, and he does it a lot more eloquently than I'm doing, but he teaches that those daily decisions and daily choices do add up. But they do more than add up, they compound. So an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I mean, that philosophy and that habit over time compounds and gives you dramatic different results than other choices you can make. So the compounding of it, the increasing of it, the doing it over and over and over and over consistently, that's what makes the big difference in a person's life, not just doing it once. And so, you know, just really reiterating that, and it really applies to our business as we go out there and, you know, we make 50 calls one day, for example. Just talking about another habit that we encourage people to do, 50 calls to companies a day, okay? And a person says, hey, I did my 50, and I'm no better off today than I was yesterday. It's kind of the same principle as the apple. I mean, you know, you can look at the mirror at the end of the day, but it's not going to, that's not where the impact is. But we're going to hear from a gentleman in just a minute who's written 20 thousand Legal Shield memberships, and he makes the calls every day. He's consistently making calls, and the result is he's earned millions of dollars from Legal Shield and is one of the top all-time producers in the entire company. We're going to have the opportunity to hear from Mr. Paperno here in a moment. Think about that. Think about over the 20 years he's been in the business, the consistency that he's used in his applying of daily, just the same habits you and I are trying to do, right? The making calls to companies, but he does it consistently day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and then it compounds. All of a sudden, you're in one group doing an enrollment, and that HR person says, I've got a friend down the street. She owns a company. They have 100 employees. Can you offer the benefit there? And you say, yeah, I can offer the benefit there, and so forth. It just goes. So anyway, successful people do what it takes to get the job done, whether they feel like it or not, is a quote from Jeff Olson's book. I'd encourage you to read it. Again, I'm excited to hear from Mr. Paperno this morning, Mike. And with that, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well,
I got my
fantastic pen
and paper ready to take some notes.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for sharing that. I love hearing your perspective on it and on our provider law firm system, which, I totally agree with you on that. And I love your perspective on these big events. I just want to add my own two cents, my testimonial on The Slight Edge, one of the best books that I've ever read. One thing I like about Jeff Olson's writing style is it's a real easy read. It's not complicated at all, and to me that's a real positive thing. So I love that book. I'm always glad when we can feature it as the book of the month, and could not agree more, Mark, with what you said about rereading that book multiple times can be really such a positive thing. I am so excited this morning to be able to introduce Mr. Dave Paperno. He is a $250,000 ring earner with the company, one of our top producers, I believe maybe our top producer in our organization with over 20,000 memberships. Obviously, as Mark said, someone that just does the thing day after day, day after day. I mean, just consistent with his activity, and that's why he's so consistent with his results and has been now for so many years. We are so grateful for his leadership. He is a certification trainer for Legal Shield out in California as well, and of course a Millionaire Club member several times over. We are just, again, very grateful to have him on the call this morning. And Mr. Dave Paperno, thank you so much for joining us. We're excited to hear from you.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Paperno here over in Palm Desert. First, I am so pleased to be here today to talk with you about a subject I think that's extremely important. But before I get to that, I want to compliment both Mike and Mark for their organization, for their help over these last 20 years, for being a family for everybody here, and for certainly helping me develop my business and how I do things. And I'll tell you, I owe them a great debt, as I'm sure everybody on this call realizes. But heck with that stuff. Let's all get going here. What I want to talk about is the ABC of presentations. Now, what's the ABC of presentations? Always be closing. I'm not going to go over much of the presentation itself, but I am going to go over how you set everything up and then actually go into the close. Because I'm going to tell you honestly, if somebody were to say to me, Dave, you only have 2 minutes to present Legal Shield, I'm going to tell you right now, I would spend 30 seconds explaining what Legal Shield and ID Shield do, and 90 seconds going over the close, because the close is the most important thing. Always be closing. And it starts in the beginning. It starts with the decision-maker meeting. After you have set the date and you have decided when you're going to do the presentation, you need to set how it's going to go. You need to explain to the decision-maker that you're going to tell everyone that the very first thing you need to tell that you'll be telling all of her employees that the very first thing is that they cannot use Legal Shield against their company. And the second is that the plan is 100% voluntary. And if they see a value in the plan, we're going to ask the employees to hand the information in right then and there, hand the application in right then and there, simply because, you know, nobody ever brings anything back. The fact of life is that when you're talking to the decision maker, you need to set this up right then and there. You're going to make sure that they understand that you're going to have a raffle. And by the way, I am a big believer in having a raffle at almost any size of presentation. I love to give away flat screen TVs, 32-inch screen TVs. Best Buy loves me. I think they deliver it to my house, and it's quite nice. And I think I buy about 75 or 80 TVs a year. And I'm going to tell you that you need to tell the decision maker that anyone who attends the meeting has an opportunity to win that flat screen TV, but you're going to bribe some people and give them 6 extra tickets if they hand their applications in right there. You've got to get them to agree, the decision maker to agree, that they, and by the way, they're probably not listening to you at that point anyhow, but you need to set the hook. You need to get that decision maker to agree that you're going to be going out there and talking to her employees about Legal Shield, and you're going to hand out a packet to them, and you are going to tell them that, number one, they can't use it against their company. Number two, this is 100% voluntary, and the phrase I use is basically like this. If you see a value in the plan, become a member. If you don't see a value in the plan, hey, don't become a member. It's okay by me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But if you see a member, fill out the application and turn the darn thing in. You need to tell her that. You need to get her to buy into that, and it's extremely important that you do, because if you don't, it could cause you problems later on. If, by the way, she says to you, hey, I don't want my employees to hand that application in right then and there. I want them to take it home. Now, that's bad for us. We all know that. But you can agree to that right then and there, because this is the decision that you're going to make, and you can adjust your presentation to the needs or the desires of that decision maker. We want to do it our way, but they may not want to do it our way. You need to get it very clear. So let's assume that we're going to do it my way, which it happens to be the best way, because we all know that when they take the information home, they are not going to bring it back, but that's a whole other story. So set it and set that hook deep. And maybe at the end of this presentation, I'll tell you what happens if you don't set it deep and things go wrong. Okay, so now the second part of this is you're now standing in front of the group. Let's just say there's 20 or 30 people out there. It's a company. They've introduced you. I hand out packets. And by the way, the packets that I hand out are the Legal Shield two-pocket packet. And I don't put a lot of information in there. I put a sheet in there about, on the left-hand side, about ID Shield. I put a brochure in on Legal Shield. And then I put in the following manner, sheet that tells about the perks about Legal Shield. And on top of that, I put an application. And then I also put on top of that a will questionnaire. So when they open the packet, they see the will questionnaire on the right, and the left-hand side has the information about our programs. So I hand that out to the employees, and they introduce me, and I get right up there. And remember, always be closing. I set it right here. I tell them what I'm going to do. Hi, I'm Dave here at Legal Shield, and what I'm going to do today is take a short period of time, and I'm going to tell you a little about my company. I'm going to ask you some questions so I get to know you a tad. And then we're going to go over the program. And if you see a value, become a member. If you don't see a value, you're not going to hurt my feelings in any way whatsoever. It's completely up to you. Okay, now I'm going to skip the entire presentation. You can, in all candor, say anything you want to say that's correct. I tell them what I'm going to do. You may do it a little bit differently, but what I tell them I'm going to do, I'm going to do. So if you don't say you're going to ask questions, then don't ask questions. If you, by the way, during the presentation, don't even want to tell them about the will, don't tell them about the will. The program's strong enough. I don't care what you miss. We've got such a great program that anybody who does not see the value in Legal Shield, I'm sorry, is actually stupid. And the one thing we can't fix is stupid. That's besides the point. Okay, the presentation is over. You then simply say, okay, everybody, please open your folders and pull out the application, which is right behind the will questionnaire. Gee, I wonder why I put it there. Keep that phrase in mind. Gee, I wonder why I put it there. Remember that the will is one of the most important things that we do at Legal Shield. It hits home almost every single time without fail. Pull out that application, pick up a pen. I want you to write something on the top of that application in large letters. I don't want to put my glasses on or read in the big old space right over here. Hold up an application, show them where to write it right on the top, and then simply say, copy these letters down, big capitals, capital F, capital R, capital E, capital E, space, capital W, capital I, capital L, capital L, capital S, explanation point, free wills for you and your family. Now go to the left-hand side of the application. You see where the date is? Put today's date down. And by the way, always, always, always get the date wrong. If it's the 17th of August that you're there, tell them it's the 16th of August. You want to make a mistake here. If by chance you have a company that you're seeing in mid-August, but it doesn't become effective until September 1st, simply say, oh, by the way, put the proper date in there. Some of you think today is August the 15th. It's not. It's September the 1st. Otherwise, make a mistake on the date. Say, it is August the 16th. And say, oh, and you look around. Oh, is it August? Oh, it's the 17th. I'm so sorry. Please, go right ahead and cross that out. Put the right date right there. Now, go to the right-hand side of the application. You're going to see it's going to ask you, you want the Legal Shield plan. You want the ID Shield plan. Put a check mark on either one of those plans or both of those plans. And then go to the left again where the Social Security number is, and please only put the last four digits of your Social Security number in there. That's the only thing I want. I don't want the whole Social Security number. And start with the name, start filling it out. And by the way, when you get to the email address, please make sure that we can read it properly. Now pick up your pens and fill out that application right now. Here is when you start telling stories. I do not tell stories during my presentation, per presentation. I tell stories right then and there. And I have three or four stock stories that I'm going to start telling. Now, as I'm telling the stories, I am looking around with the very first person that starts filling out their application. I walk over to that person. By the way, I set this up in the beginning then by saying at the beginning of the presentation, hi, I'm Dave at Legal Shield. I'm not a lawyer, but I am the guy that bought the 32-inch flat-screen TV here, and somebody in this room is going to win. Usually get a little laughter at this. I say, by the way, I'm bribable and I'm cheap. And at the end of the presentation, there I go to the very first person filling out the application. Walk right over. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, folks, those of you who are filling out an application today, you're going to get six extra tickets to win this flat-screen TV. And I handed the six extra tickets. And also, by the way, how many cars do you have? And I give her enough car stickers, and I then show these stickers to the audience and say, by the way, you know, you put this on the left-hand side windshield, and there's a darn good chance that the officers probably or possibly or could give you a break. Everybody knows about Legal Shield. They know we can test all of our moving violations. So, and then also, by the way, I have something else for you too. Here's a little packet for you. And this packet contains all the information you're going to need, telephone numbers and addresses and everything else, as to what's going to happen concerning the email that's going to come to you in the next couple of days. I want to thank you for being a member. Who else? Who's ready here? Who's ready for the next six tickets? And I go to the next person. And as I'm picking that application up, I'm quickly verifying that application has the information I need. I need the last four digits of their social. I need their email address. I need their signature. Believe me, I need their signature. I need their date of birth. Candidly, if I have to get the rest of the information from the HR director, I could, because I have their signature on that application. I asked them when they turned that application, and I understand you see you checked off the legal field program. Do you want the identity theft program too? And by the way, I use only the weekly price. I never break it down to a paycheck price, because the cost of Legal Shield is $5 and change. The cost of ID Shield with Legal Shield is $5 and change. You're talking for the best programs in the world for $10 and change a week. It's a joke. It's way too low to protect an entire family for $10 and change a week. And I tell them that right then and there. I tell them that as they're turning the application. And most of the time, they certainly pick both plans right then and there. I thank them, and I go to the next. And in the meantime, I pick up on my story. I keep on telling stories, story after story after story after story, until one of two things occurs. One, every single person has picked to fill out an application, turned it into me, or they kick me out of the dang place, or they walk, pick up and leave. I keep on talking. Now, it's so important that you set this up in the beginning with the decision maker, because if you do not, and it has occurred to me, that when you say, please fill out the application and turn it in right now today, and that decision maker says, well, wait a second, Dave, they can turn it in later, you need to stay firm. Now, this is harsh, and I want you to know that it's very difficult to do. I have done it, unfortunately, more times than I care to remember, because each time that I do it, I remember it, because it scares the heck out of me, that I've turned to the decision maker and said, remember, we discussed this, and I need them to turn the applications in right now today. If they'd like the plan, I'd like them to join today. Okay, now, there have been times that the decision maker says to me, no, they're going to turn it in later. Now, I want you to know, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to anyhow, that I have turned around to that decision maker and said, no, I'm sorry, this is the way that we have to do it. I am here to take the application for those people who want to turn it in today. Now, most of the time, it works out. There have been times that I've had to say no and stop the presentation right then and there. And I've done that. I'm secure in the knowledge that if I don't get them to turn the applications in right then and there, they're not going to turn the applications in anyhow. So I set it up first with the decision maker. I make sure the decision maker knows what I'm talking about. I make sure that in the beginning of the presentation, I put everybody at ease and I tell them that if they see a value in the plan, become a member. If you don't see a value in the plan, do not become a member. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I get them to take out that application from the packet. I get them to write something on that application. I get them to make a mistake, my mistake, on the date. I get them to choose Legal Shield or ID Shield or both. I get them to start filling out that application. And for those who do fill out an application, I bribe them. And I'm not bribing them. I'm bribing those who are on the edge of becoming a member. Now, candidly speaking, everything that I do, the nodding of the head, saying yes rather than no, having them fill out, you know, write things on the application, has, I'd like to say it's everything, it causes everything, everyone's filling out because I did what I did. It's not true. The reality is people will fill out the application if they see a value in our program, whether it be a financial value or whether it be a peace of mind value, they'll fill out that application. All I'm doing is giving them the reasons to do it right now. Now, I hope all of this helps. I hope that you have you can use this in your presentations. And I want to say thank you once again for having me on the call today. It's been an absolute pleasure to be working for the last 20 years with Mike and Mark and his organization. And let me tell you, it is an awful lot of fun to be there and to see everything grow. Have a great day. Go right ahead and go out there and start selling.
Wow. Dave Paperno, thank you so much for sharing that. What a phenomenal training on enrolling employees effectively. And I could not agree more with what Dave said as far as all the little nuances, the little subtle gestures, the nodding your head yes. You know, all of those things are great, and they help in a presentation, but none of that's going to make a difference if people don't see the value in what we do, and none of that's going to help if we don't take the time to close effectively. And I just could not agree more with everything that Dave said. I thought that was absolutely phenomenal training, and training that I hope that all of our associates go out and apply this week. I hope that you're meeting with decision makers and getting some of these enrollments set up, that you're setting the right expectations with these decision makers. And again, I hope that we've got enrollments set up that we can go apply that that training to this very week, and certainly as we close the month of August. And I know we do. I've been hearing from a lot of people who've got enrollments set up and they're enrolling employees, and it's pretty incredible. It's a pretty incredible time for our business right now. I like what Dave said about incentivizing people. You've got to give people a reason to sign up today. Because if you don't, it's just way too easy for them to walk out of that room with their application and then not turn it back in later. And I've seen the exact same thing. There are a few exceptions to that. Like if I'm doing an engineering firm or an architectural firm where I've got mainly thinkers instead of feelers, in other words, people that make a logical decision, sometimes it is effective to have them bring back their application or turn back their application to HR, by a date, give them a deadline, like later that week or Monday or whatever. But the vast majority of the time, because the majority of groups, you've got a lot more feelers than thinkers, in other words, people that make an emotional buying decision instead of a logical buying decision. And in those groups, if they leave that room with the application, they're probably not bringing it back. You'll get very, very few people that will bring back their applications later. I mean, there's some here and there, but the vast majority of people, you want them to sign up right there on the spot and not leave, because it's out of sight, out of mind. And they lose that feeling. They lose that emotion when they leave the room. And so how do you do that? Well, Dave told you, he's buying 75 to 80 flat-screen TVs a year. And I don't know that you have to do a flat-screen TV, but you've got to do something. We use a lot of $50 gift cards and things of that nature. You've got to do something to give them a reason to sign up today. And I love how Dave talked about, doing the raffle tickets and giving additional tickets, for those who enroll. Again, and he said bribe, but he said it, and you could hear him smile. You could hear him chuckle and smile when he said bribe. I mean, those are those subtle nuances, but it's so true. You've got to give people a reason to sign up today. And it's not trying to convince people who don't want to sign up. And I like how Dave said that. He's just trying to get the fence sitters. That's what that's for. Because there are people in every presentation that you do that it doesn't really matter what you say, they want to sign up. And I love those people. They come in and they're like, no, show me where to sign. I'm ready to sign. And they're just ready. And those are few and far between, but they're out there. And then there are some people, again, a small minority of people that you talk to, that it doesn't really matter what you say. They're not going to sign up. And Dave called those people the stupid group. And that I think that's probably, my brother taught me that early on. You can't sell dumb and you can't sell broke. And there are some people that it doesn't matter what you say, they're not going to sign up. Again, that's just, they're few and far between, but they're out there. The majority of people can be swayed one way or the other. And some of that majority, they're going to be swayed just by hearing your presentation. But some of them, they're going to be on the fence. And so I'm not talking about convincing people that don't want to do it. I'm talking about giving those fence sitters a reason to sign up to do something that they really should do and that they want to do. But they just need something to push them over the edge. They just need something to add that last little incentive for them to say yes. And those people, that giveaway can make all the difference. So I really appreciate Dave sharing that this morning. A huge thank you to him for his leadership, and a congratulations on the incredible success that he's had. I want to thank Mr. Mark Riches again for sharing with us his perspective and thoughts this morning. We always really learn a lot from someone that has made millions of dollars and had so much success in this business. And again, I want to thank Mr. John Markham from Wagoner, Falconer, and Judd for sharing with us his perspective. I just think this has been a fantastic call. Thank you to each of you for joining us. Make it a great week. Let's get out there and get our goals met. By next week, we're only going to have a few days left in the month, so make sure that you take advantage. We've got two full weeks here. Take advantage of this time to get our Performance Club points in, to get our Senior Director, Executive Director qualifications in. I know many of you are focused on some big goals this month. I want to wish you the very best in achieving those. God bless every one of you. Thank you for joining, and we'll talk to you soon.